Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Claude Feig. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he expects police to enforce laws against hate speech. His comments come in the wake of a pro-Palestinian demonstration on Parliament Hill that got ugly last weekend. One video posted online includes the voice of a man praising the deadly Hamas attacks on October the 7th. Trudeau says that's unacceptable.
Because fundamentally, including all the rights to protest, all the rights to free speech, nobody should feel unsafe in their communities, in their community schools, in their places of worship. And that's something we will continue to stand for.
Ottawa Police Chief Eric Stubbs says the hate crimes unit is looking into the videos and says he's working with the Crown Attorney's Office to determine next steps. Meanwhile, Trudeau says Saskatchewan residents will continue to receive a full carbon tax rebate. That's despite the fact that the provincial government has refused to collect the tax on home heating. Sam Sampson has more.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau answered a question that's haunted people in Saskatchewan. Will they get a full carbon tax rebate, or will they get less money since they're not paying the tax on home heating?
We're going to continue to deliver the Canada carbon rebate to families right across Saskatchewan.
The Saskatchewan government refuses to remit the carbon tax on home heating since Trudeau created carve-outs for those who use home heating oil. Premier Scott Moe called the carve-outs unfair since most people in Saskatchewan use gas to heat their homes. Stephen Guilbeault, Minister of Environment and Climate Change, said Ottawa didn't want to hurt residents.
It wouldn't be fair for the people of Saskatchewan to pay for the irresponsible attitude of the provincial government.
Trudeau said the Canada Revenue Agency makes sure it collects money owed. The question now is how? Will the CRA deal with the provincial government or Saskatchewan residents themselves? Sam Sampson, CBC News, Regina.
Alberta's premier is defending her decision to fund a COVID-19 task force. The group is being led by a doctor who was critical of the province's pandemic response. Madeline Cummings reports.
Premier Danielle Smith says the purpose of this task force was to examine COVID-19 data and advise future governments. First reported by the Globe and Mail, Dr. Gary Davidson is chairing the task force. Davidson publicly accused the Alberta government in 2021 of waiting for hospital admission numbers to drop to justify bringing in pandemic restrictions, a claim Alberta Health Services called completely false. Smith says she wanted someone to look at the pandemic with fresh eyes.
And maybe with a little bit of a contrarian perspective, because we've only ever been given one perspective for the last number of years.
Smith says the initiative was budgeted for $2 million, but will cost less than that. NDP leader Rachel Notley is calling it a waste of money.
The premier is entitled to her own opinions, but she is not entitled to her own facts. And she's also not entitled to waste the money of Albertans buying her own facts.
Smith says the report, coming next month, will be made public. Madeline Cummings, CBC News, Edmonton.
A former tabloid publisher says he helped Donald Trump kill stories that could tarnish his reputation. David Pecker testified for a second day at the former president's criminal trial in New York. Pecker says he would alert Trump's team to potentially damaging stories about him and suppress them. He also agreed to run negative stories on Trump's political rivals. Five migrants have drowned while crossing the UK from France on a small, overcrowded boat.
Je crie fortement, c'est les Anglais responsables de cette situation.
The mayor of a coastal French town blames British policies for encouraging people to attempt the crossing. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak assures a bill passed last night will deter further attempts. Once signed into law, the legislation would allow the UK to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda, where their claims would be processed. UN spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani says the bill ignores the human rights of refugees.
This new legislation seriously hinders the rule of law in the UK, and it sets a perilous precedent globally.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Claude Feig.